The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said and replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." Because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by it on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by it on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved to compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured out wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. We don't need any explanation of the gospel. So simple. Go and do it likewise. Also in the first reading, Moses said, "The word of God already in your mouth, in your heart. You know everything. What remains is do it or not." At times it's difficult to practice charity. Someone may take advantage of charitable acts and do something too much. It's difficult, especially as priests. When we go to a new place, usually many people coming for us for asking for money. I remember one of the old priests who taught us years ago. He knew that we have good hearts to people, but he said, "Don't borrow any money to anybody. If you have the money, give it out. No return. If not, sorry." Sometimes we lose friendship just because we borrow money to the person. Because usually, when they got the money, it's very hard to give back. And you look for him, maybe you don't look for the money, But he go away because he are indebted to you. Only might be $5. He go away. Love is not that, you know. Love is unconditional. You respect return, you fail. This is not love. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. The way Jesus loves us is unconditional. You expect something, sorry, it's not the way. But also, love is also being the first one to love. I remember once I was studying theology in Rome, Italy. One night I went down to the basement, walking around. And then someone asked me, a friend, a group of students from Africa. You know, the Africans, they were rehearsing their songs with drums. Then the friend asked me, my name's Peter, no? Peter, can you come to help us? Of course, I'm not going to help him to sing the African songs. Hold his drum. I thought just only for a couple of minutes. Of course, no problem. After half an hour, they are still practicing, rehearsing. I was thinking myself, should I tell him I have to go back to my room to study? I went down because I don't want to study. Yeah, I would tell him I want to study because I have to hold his drum. Against my conscience. I'm just wanting to walk. I don't want to. But, you know, charity is the thing that what happened, just take it. You know, that night, I hold the drum for 3 hours. Yes, I enjoyed. But this is my first experience to rehearse or to practice charity. At times we say charity is to give out big sum of money to the third world or to be missionary. Of course it is, but not only. People just, you know, simple lead, just of your hand, just simple lift. It's charity. Jesus expressed very well, whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. So it's very helpful. I have many experiences when I was a young student, when I was working volunteer work in London, you know, in old aged home. Many times, you know, we are just, you know, it's voluntary work in old aged home. You can imagine what we have to do. We are not nurse, you know. You take away all this rubbish and, you know, clean, washing the patient. At times, you need your patience. At times, you may lose your patience. That's a time of charity. Many times, when you tell this person not to do this, and then you do another, treat another person, and then repeat the same thing. Even you tell him 10 times, he will do the same thing 11 times. So, you have to rush back and to help him. You lose the patience, but that's charity. Sometimes we lose patience, but we cannot express, although we don't like, you have to patience. As a priest, we don't like many things, but I cannot show you I don't like you. Although many things what you're doing, I don't like, but you'll be welcoming. You too. Many times we react as what we feel. This morning we listened to the diary of Sister Faustina. At times Jesus taught us not to respond immediately with the emotions, some with anger, impatience. Be quiet. and let yourselves, you know, down, 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 cool down. And big smile. Even people are not treating you well. First of all, thank the Lord that you are one with the Lord. Thanking Him and with a big smile. Life is like that. Jesus says, I will not promise you all the solutions. But Jesus promised to give all the graces that we need to love more. Whatever you do to listen to me. One time I was having a visitor. It was another parish. That man looks very awful. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, they are not good intentions. You can feel at once. I was a little allergic whether he could hit me. No. But on the instant, I remember the word of Jesus. What if Jesus is there? Should I be always alert, ready to fight? No. Calm yourself down, first of all. After a few minutes, that man told me, Father, I'm more fearful than you. He's afraid of me also, he said. He saw that I'm afraid of him. Then he replied, I'm afraid of you also, you know. Because that time, I changed my attitude. I become more open, listening, with kind of patience. And that's how to respond. Jesus lives in each person. We love with the love of Jesus. Love the Jesus in another person. It's easier for us to relate to one another. If we see that person by face, by her behavior, we will never like this person. But this is like that person. Jesus lives in that person. Right? Otherwise, Jesus won't say, whatever you do to the list, do to me. Is Jesus there? If I can see Jesus in that person, it's easier for me to treat that person. It helps me a lot of time when things become difficult, especially characters, conflicts of interest, and many, many things. But you have to shift. The Word of God is in our mouth, in our hearts. Only Jesus says this. Moses, the time of Moses, in Old Testament, already revealed this to us. And by the time of Jesus, so much better. Whatever you do to the least, you do to me. And that's how I overcome all those moments that's difficult, hard to confront. And Jesus is the one who gave me the strength. First of all, of course, you have to live in Jesus. Through prayer, for me easier, through adoration, also through fasting. Today we forgot about fasting. Today we need. There are lots of ways of doing fasting. Even abstain things that you like. Abstain from playing your digital things, your iPhone. So many games, and you spend hours and hours. Not only you. I wondered, you know, sometimes I learned some of this habit when they started to play these games with friends. You never stop until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, still. And the next morning, half asleep. And you trying to be patient? Never. If someone do something wrong, of course not too hard, but we lose all the patience because we are not controlled. Fasting is a way to take a positive way to control ourselves. We lack of controlling today. We let easy going. This is the world. This is a sin today. Not you do something bad, but you don't do something good. Because by playing that, you don't learn anything, and you lose energy for nothing. So at times, Jesus is inviting us to be a holy person. Holy doesn't mean just only laying down to pray. Holy means open heart to treat people, open heart to pray, open heart to recollect. So we are invited. If you know this, do it. Otherwise, nothing. When you know something, if you're not practicing it, it's nothing for you. The gospel is so simple. You heard about this for years. Maybe you left for practice. Maybe you say, you tell yourself, I will. Maybe this afternoon, or maybe tomorrow. Right now, try to practice now. Leave. If your mind is going already, come back. Ask your soul to come back. With one mind, one heart, to sing, to pray. Expect the time of receiving Holy Communion. United. One mind, one heart with the Lord. He loves you from eternity. Before you were born, God loves you. He loves you immensely. That's why this morning also, Jesus teaching Faustina, remind yourself, when you read the Passion of Christ, as if Jesus is only dying for you alone. He nailed on the cross only for you. Many times you think Jesus died for the Greek sinners and not you. You are a small potato. No. You are a big potato. You caused Jesus to die. You don't think that way. You think the other person made Jesus die and you are the one innocent. Are you? Not much. No. How dare you say you are innocent? We are all sinful people. We all nailed Jesus to the cross. Perhaps you are the one pierced Jesus' heart more than the other person. But we don't see it this way, right? We always see the fault of the other is much bigger than yourself. You know, Jesus says, you know, I speck, you have a big trunk of tree and then you see only speck, little thing. In the others, little things, and you think it's a trunk in others. This is the way we see things, we live our things. This is not the way. So today, as if you're the last time, or the first time, the unique time to attend Mass, and do it this way, right this moment. One mind, one heart to prayer, with an open heart. Ask our Heavenly Mother to give us all this special grace. Only our Heavenly Mother have the gifts of holding Jesus in her womb. We too, when we receive Holy Communion, we become the moving tabernacle. Keep Jesus in you all days. Until the next time when you receive Holy Communion, you are the moving tabernacle. Keep him alive. Adore him. Pray to him. Be with him. Surely he will tell you the same. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Even you don't feel his presence, he is present to you.
Please rise.
I believe in one God.
The Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe.